Thank you, Joe. Thanks. So now let's set the conceptual and energetic platform for this monumental gathering. We'll briefly view how the heavens are very specifically aligned for us, for all of humanity, and for Earth this solstice, as we align into unity with them to fulfill a great purpose for taking our embodiments and masterfully creating form within form. Our group has been preparing for and integrating these past 5 years for this activation now. As it's been mentioned, it's the close of an age and the opening of another. And this December 31st marks the final completion and close of the Piscean Age and the opening of the Aquarian Age. As some of you have mentioned, and if you look up even tomorrow, to the southwest sky, you can see a very large, rare light brightly shining above the horizon just after sunset. This is the unifying, as we know, of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, a cosmic conjunction alignment that represents what's taking place now. Saturn represents the taskmaster of earthly life lessons, often learned sternly. Jupiter represents our more refined, enlightened states of being and expressing. And so these planets are precisely aligned at this moment for us to bring about and manifest our service's purpose of unity consciousness with love. As an overview, today's alignment completes a planetary triad geometry formed through the year 2020. It began last January 12th. With a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Pluto signifies global level earthly events, often abrupt, thorough game changers. We then had a turning point on June 30th with an overlighting Jupiter and Pluto conjunction, and now closes with a very specific unifying of Jupiter and Saturn that have just recently entered into Aquarius this past week. There are always celestial host indicators for our Earth's and humanity's reflection and activation. This one began on the 11-11, celebrating the return of the Christed Matrix, amplifying greatly on this year's 11-11, marking the first iteration leading to this now. A total solar eclipse a week ago on December 14th has also heralded in today's event. It brought in the unifying of our Earth and Sun in our solar system, producing a celestial image known as the Diamond Ring, creating whole darkness on Earth and amplifying it into brilliant light. Then 3 days ago, on the 18th, our Earth and solar Sun aligned with our galactic center, with the diamond light of the great central Sun, Alcyone, emanating through the galactic central Sun, with our Sun, fusing the golden Christed and source white light to Earth. Phew! The vast emanations of all these light codes are very precisely ushering in this 12-21 solstice alignment. And now in this moment, as we collectively stand in our light bodies with all of these alignments, we're converging into this 21st solstice, illuminating even more divine precision to us. What's appearing to be the darkest day with the least light for us on Earth is actually signifying the return of ever-growing light to Earth with a new era. So with our collective now fully unified with all these planetary alignments and celestial indicators from the 11-11, the 14th, and the 18th, and now into this 21st, it's preparing humans for the convergence that sets center stage for our collective service activation. Let's refresh our awareness of celestial alignments with Earth's Christed progression to now. Some call today's rare solstice Jupiter-Saturn conjunction the Christmas star, but it only relates to what the Star of Bethlehem heralded in at that time. It had been a very rigid and physical era on Earth, where survival and the pleasures of earthly matter contributed to the Maya, or deep unconsciousness of that age. That dense age came to a close with the alignment that was seen as the Star of Bethlehem. And that celestial alignment signaled the opening to the Piscean Age then, brought in through Yeshua as a Christed being, as he took birth in form. He was the human who began to set the introduction of that new age of Pisces. Yeshua introduced love and unity consciousness in the beginning stages. It's taken almost 2,000 years to manifest enough to accommodate the close of the Piscean Age and the opening of the Aquarian Age. We can see now that we are the humans in form that are now charged with opening a new Aquarian Age of fifth dimensional consciousness, including introducing a new state of matter within ourselves, humanity, and Earth. The value of this alignment cannot be overstated. In birthing this Aquarian Age, we formulate a new, less distorted paradigm. It opens the door to fresh ideas, concepts, and energetics. This alignment can produce movement in the cosmic realms of creation that produces a new earth and a new electromagnetic field around and within the earth. This is a drastic change in the consciousness and how we as humans create the new dimensional sequences of time, space, and matter. And again, our seating of the divine members have been preparing for and integrating for this the past 5 years, and here we are now. Because we hold the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates in our bodies, we are prime candidates to bring forth this new era of consciousness and to transmit these energies into the collective of humans, all human hybrid forms, and the Earth, which then and further affects the Milky Way galaxy tremendously. Not only that, but it affects the whole universe. December 31st will co-create the final close of the Piscean Age and begin with the opening of the Aquarian Age. We can fully appreciate that this cosmic service event, reflected in these planetary and celestial alignments, now creates the base for other alignments and other light configurations to begin to activate. Now please welcome John Carroll.